We're just seconds away from a conversation about the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Project. With us is a former graduate of the program, Michelle DeClercq, who credits the education for helping her reignite her business, conference event management. You'll learn what she learned about herself and her business that transformed nearly everything. Michelle DeClercq, coming up next here on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR. Imagine not having to deal with HR issues so you can focus on what you love doing. And it might surprise you that businesses that outsource their HR functions grow faster, much, much faster. Learn more from Arion. That's AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. We're sitting down with Michelle DeClercq, and who is she? Well, she's the president of an organization called Conference Event Management. And what we're going to talk about is Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses. She's a graduate of that program, and we're going to dig into what it is, what it has done for her, and why she's, a brand warrior for the entire program. Michelle, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, so let's first talk about your business. It says pretty clearly conference event management, and I suspect that means you manage conferences, yeah?
Whenever we have a group of 10 people or more that we can take somewhere in the world together for a strategic purpose, then we can be involved. And a lot of times we have to help rescue them out of situations that aren't always the best. So it's good they have us on our team, on their team.
And what kinds of things does that do you do?
It could be anything from an opportunity to recruit, retain, and reward a set group, such as top producers, taking them to a luxury destination, or it could be a training symposium or an opportunity to bring people together for a specific product line or anything that a company is doing to increase their sales or productivity.
So what happens, I suspect, is that the C-suite gets a hold of you guys and says, hey, we are thinking about doing whatever it happens to be. And then they offer some input, and then you take it from there and create the event?
Absolutely. A lot of times we're involved in the beginning stages. We'll present them with wild cards, something maybe different than they thought of that we think will help them achieve their objectives just a little better than they originally were thinking. And that process used to have a longer window, but we can operate within a three-month window up to 24 months out is a likely time period that we're working on one event.
You know, you've just said something I think that is really fascinating. Many times, businesses, wherever they happen to be, and whatever that business happens to be, they are so involved in their space, knowing what their space is, that they oftentimes look at things with blinders on and say, well, we've done it this way for years. But when they come to somebody with new ideas and new energy into the program, all kinds of cool things happen. Yeah?
And the team likes to be creative. So we don't like doing the same thing over and over. So the cookie cutter approach doesn't work in our house. Right. We have to do something completely different.
And how long have you been doing this, Michelle?
Oh, we're just celebrating 15 years.
50? Get out of here. Really? So this has been going on for a while. Can you give us a snapshot of who your pick clients might be? I mean, and not names necessarily, but give us kind of that demographic snapshot of who you've worked with.
A majority of our clients are the financial investment area, in the financial area, and then we also work with membership-based organizations and associations and corporations.
Got it. All right. So you are a graduate of 10,000 Small Businesses through Goldman Sachs. What did this project mean for your company?
It meant the opportunity to go places that we didn't conceive before and the opportunity to completely transform our company so that we could create extreme value for our clients.
Well, that well said. How?
We were able to take a look at all of the ways in which we were doing our jobs and do it better. So we're more efficient and we're more on top of all of the tasks, and we don't let things fall through the cracks because we now know who the owner of every task is. So the responsibility can be passed from one person to another without anything falling through the cracks.
So this helped sharpen your focus, yes?
Absolutely.
And how did that go about? Give us the process, because we're going to be talking about the entire overall process for all of small businesses in just a bit with Joey Beach. But tell us how this works and what you were involved with.
For the business, yeah. Or for our business, we actually opened it up to all employees and asked them to take a look at what they were doing. Not that they weren't doing it well, but to do it better. Yeah. And then they partnered with another employee who took an outside look at it, and they came up with all of the processes. And then we did a test run with actual client business and put a check mark next to each step to make sure that we actually had a great process map and an operational audit for everything that we wanted to be able to measure in this way. So it was a test run, and then we did go back and have to revise a lot of them where we realized, oh, we're missing a very important step here, and if we did miss that with the client, would we be missing an opportunity? So we tightened everything up.
That's the voice of Michelle DeClercq, ladies and gentlemen. She is the president of Conference Event Management. We're talking about the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses. When you entered into the program, was it what you expected, or were there some really major surprises for you?
I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah,
perhaps
really?
If I had, maybe I wouldn't have applied. It was the best thing that has ever happened to the clarity that I've been able to bring for myself as a business owner and the results that we're getting for a company. So it's absolutely a tremendous gift. And I don't think anyone really knows what they're getting into unless they've had a friend go through it.
Right.
But coming from Iowa, very few people had gone through it, and I didn't know that others had. So I was kind of a pioneer for the state of Iowa to get to go out to Babson and get this opportunity. So I was definitely lacking clarity in what would happen, but I was open to the possibility and desperately seeking some clarity for myself.
Isn't that amazing? What the process to go ahead and apply for this, and then the waiting period, and then how you got in there, and all of that stuff. Did that take some significant time on your part?
The process is really easy to apply, but knowing the reason why I was applying, I needed to make sure that I had zoned in on that, and also getting the buy-in from my family as well as my employees, because I was going to be stepping out of the business so that I could work on the business and improve the business, was an undertaking to make sure that everyone was on the same page and that I would have a supporting team.
Talk to us a little bit about that time away from the business. You had to step away. You're an entrepreneur. You had started this 15 years ago. That's kind of tough to do, isn't it?
Yeah, because I'm also still working in the business and trying to come up with strategies so I can work less on the day-to-day and work on the business, which is one of the key factors that they really focus us on while we're there. And so to step away and go out to Boston and to make that commitment was one I was willing to make, but also realizing that late in the evening and after hours, I would still need to step out of the immersion of the program and come back to checking some emails and making sure there was nothing urgent. It's a very big time commitment, but it couldn't have been a better use of my time.
And give us a picture of the length of time this time commitment is.
The Iowa program that we're bringing here is going to be different than the national cohort program that I was in. So the national cohort program, which still exists, that program is over a span from the time of learning that you're in the program to the time of complete graduation and all paperwork is back in of 4 to 5 months.
Okay, well, that's a significant time away. And then how is all of this, in your case, was this self-funded, or how were you able to afford to leave your business for 4 to 5 months?
Well, Goldman Sachs underwrites all of the costs, and so it's a scholar program. So once you're in the program, they do take care of that. Anything that is on my end and needing to be taken care of from the business perspective was on me to make sure that the business was still going. So I continued to rely on my staff to take on many of my opportunities
sure.
that needed to be handled, and then a lot of late nights.
I would imagine this experience also allowed your staff to grow, yes?
Absolutely. We were able to let them know that they had the opportunity to own their future right. and to be a big part of where we were going, because we weren't just going to come out of the program saying that we did this. We had a check mark next to it. We transformed the entire company.
It's fascinating. What would you suggest to other Iowa businesses, for example, when they hear about this 10,000 small business program through Goldman Sachs? Would it be go?
I think that if they had the opportunity to do this and they passed it up, they'd be missing one of the biggest opportunities, because the Babson University program is put on from some of the leading entrepreneur teachers in the nation. Babson University, or Babson College, excuse me, is the leading place where business entrepreneurs go to get their training. And so to have this right here in Iowa would be an absolute missed opportunity for the right person willing to make the time commitment to go through the program and who truly wants to grow their business.
And how many other students, if you will, were in your cohort?
Each cohort is made up of 40 to 42 people, and they bring together approximately 150 at a time. So some of those, they would have had a few more than 42. But three groups make up one national group at a time. So 150 are going to all the evening classes together, but we broke down into smaller groups throughout the day.
I would imagine during that time period you made some friends from across the country, yes?
Well, we had some forced friends. You were put together with a paired partner that helped you grow your business. Then you had a small group that you sat with for the entire program. And then out of that, I actually created a mastermind group. I selected people that I thought were pretty brilliant and that could help me grow, and that I felt that I could help them grow. And we still continue to meet monthly via some sort of an online platform, and we share ideas and books, and we even get together as an alumni group as well when Goldman Sachs brings us all back together for different opportunities.
Isn't that a fantastic way to grow your business, when you have individuals as mentors or mentees who can then talk the same language, have been through the same study group, have maybe had different experiences or very different outcomes, and then adjust what it is that they're doing to become successful?
And the diversity of the program is so important, because when you realize that people that are coming from different backgrounds and different businesses are still having the same issues as you are, it makes you wake up and realize, I thought I was in this all alone, but we all have most of the same issues. So to have that reassuring network brought to us whenever we need it, whether it's a phone call away or you need to be a cheerleader for someone else, or someone needs to come right. in and help lift you. No self-sabotaging thoughts are allowed here. We need to get that out of our mindset and remember that we've got a dynamic group of other people that care about helping us succeed, and that Goldman Sachs and DMAC bringing this to us is just phenomenal.
When we talk about a small business and what's in it for Goldman Sachs, I guess is the question. What do you think? Why are they so involved in attempting to help small business grow?
Well, I know there are a lot of stories out there, but I like to think that the one that is most important is that they have seen the success of this. Mm-hmm. They know that 87% of us are doing business with one another. They know that this is making a difference, not just in one geographical area of the United States, but throughout the nation. Small businesses are really behind most of the growth in business growth today. And if they can be a part of that and they can bring the best together, they want to be associated with
sure.
a program that's got the best associated with it.
Absolutely. And it would all make sense in the long run, because obviously, you know, a small business is going to need things going forward. And if small business is really what controls the economic, is the economic driver of this nation, it's really smart for an investment group like Goldman Sachs to be in the program. Good stuff. Thank you so very much.
You're so welcome.
Final question before I let you go. 2019 is upon us. Any thoughts about how you're altering, changing, or redesigning your business, conference event management going forward?
Well, because of some industry regulations, we're going to be affected dramatically in a financial way, and we have no way of controlling that. So the education that I was able to pick up at Goldman is going to allow me to come up with some creative strategies to create revenue in other areas to help replace that. Before that, I might have thought, this just isn't going to happen. But now I know there's a path out of it, and I know how to get the results I need to get for our team.
Good stuff. Thank you so much, Michelle. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Michelle DeClercq of Conference Event Management. We'll have links to her business as well as the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Project up on our radio blog. Stay with us. More to come as we talk more about this small business project and now it becoming an Iowa project. That is coming up next.